Outside a Gander Mountain outdoor gear store in Duluth, Minnesota, there's a steady stream of people dropping lead tackle into a cardboard box. They bring it in plastic bags, in jars, and in the original wrappers.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
They walk away with a small supply of sinkers made of steel, tungsten, or bismuth. Jim Simmons says he doesn't use much lead tackle, but he's ready to get rid of most of his supply.
Well, I just bought one package of some spit shot.
What did they give you in exchange?
Well, I got some jigs, and I got a couple of wheats and stuff like that.
What are they made of?
I think they're made of steel. I see the one is made of ceramic here, but...
How do you think it'll work?
Well, I think it'll work fine. Yeah. We'll try it out. We'll give it a shot anyway.
Inside the store, another angler says he doesn't want to poison loons, but he isn't ready to give up his investment in lead weights.
I have the tackle, so I might as well use it. Until it goes, maybe I'll switch to the other stuff as I use up the old.
But a lot of anglers simply don't realize lead tackle could be hurting wildlife. No one uses lead shot for hunting anymore. It was banned years ago. But loons, eagles, and other birds are still dying from lead poisoning. Eagles can be poisoned by eating birds that have eaten lead. Loons dive to the bottom of lakes and pick up pebbles and eat them. The pebbles go to the bird's gizzard, where they help grind up the small fish they eat. If they happen to swallow a lead sinker or jig that some angler has lost, it only takes a small piece to poison the bird. Some studies in New England have found as many as half the loons could be dying from lead poisoning. In the Midwest, the figure is much lower, but more research is underway. Dave Zentner loves to fish. He's an active member of the Isaac Walton League, a national conservation organization. He's trying out the non-lead jigs for the first time from a canoe in the St. Louis River near Duluth. He keeps getting his line caught in the rocks on the bottom.
There's nothing that feels differently to me about this tungsten jig. It fishes with that twister tail, just like any lead jig I would have hooked on before. And sure as heck has been effective in getting me snagged up.
Zentner casts over and over and loses his jig in the rocks. He reaches for another one made of bismuth.
We left a piece of fishing gear down there, and if a loon or merganser decides to try to eat it, we haven't left something that's going to make it sick.
Dave Zentner was hoping the Minnesota legislature would ban lead tackle. Small lead sinkers are banned in New Hampshire, Maine, and national parks in Canada. A New York ban takes effect next spring. But in Minnesota, fishing groups and tackle manufacturers fought the bill. So instead, the state is running a voluntary exchange program and hoping to raise awareness among anglers. Zentner says some people won't want to spend a little extra for the bismuth and tungsten weights that behave like lead, but he says prices will come down as the demand goes up.
And let's make a little sacrifice, even if the price is a little bit higher. We buy RVs and ATVs and boats and motors and spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and this is a proposition that is minuscule compared to that one.
So far, a few tackle manufacturers have added non-lead alternatives to their product lines, but there aren't nearly as many choices as the lead products offer. Manufacturers are reluctant to retool until they know people will buy the new lead-free products. It could take years to persuade large numbers of anglers to switch from their tried-and-true gear, but Dave Zentner says that's what he's going to try to do.
We don't want to put the tackle people out of business. We want them to stay in business. But we're simply saying, it appears there's a problem. Let's go to work on it. Let's educate. Let's experiment. Let's work together.
It's a fish.
Finally, Zentner proves the non-lead tackle works by catching a smallmouth bass.
And it is a little guy. It's a smallie.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.